Good morning and welcome. Our intention for this morning's Mass is for the people of the parish. Our gathering song is found in the hymnal, number 70, Every Valley, number 70. Please stand if you're able.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
And at this time, I invite our children forward, if you'd like to be dismissed, to hear the word of God together as a group this morning.
Number 383 in the hymnal, number 383.
Thank you.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up onto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers his lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be, conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire? But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him, at peace. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Praise you, Lord.
The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure you've had the simple experience of being ready to start a meeting, family group meeting, a study, whatever, with a few people, but one person hasn't shown up yet. So you ask, do we wait for them to show up, or do we just go ahead and start? So you finally just begin, and a couple minutes later, they walk through the door. So now what? Do we start over? Does he just join us where we're at? It leads to the question, by starting where we did we get a head start? Or was it a false start? And perhaps that question could be said about the appearance of John the Baptist.
The truth is that St. John the Baptist was not the Messiah, but he was pointing to him. And the baptism of John the Baptist was not a baptism for eternal life, but it could be a preparation for that. Which leads us to ask the question, those things that we do that have some hint of the divine, that have some resemblance of God, are they going to lead us there, or will they simply remain a hint? In other words, is it a head start or a false start? Well, first, let's return to St. John the Baptist. If someone just came to St. John but didn't follow him to Jesus, then that was a false start. All indications are that he was an eccentric man, a passionate man. And perhaps for some who followed him, they thought that he was the one. That's it. Now, to his credit, he tried to convince them otherwise. He said, "One coming after me is mightier than me." In another gospel, he says, "I'm not the Christ," period. So for those who saw that Jesus, in fact, was the Christ, John was the perfect preparation. He prepared them, helped them change their ways, look for the Messiah, a head start. But for those who stopped with John, it might be better to call him a false start. And there are things in life that have the potential to lead us to God, but also depend on our response. Allow me to give some examples. So nature is God's gift to us. There's something beautiful about a sunrise, a wheat field, an endless horizon. One can look at those and know that God is real and God is good. But if I just stop there, I settled for the creature instead of the creator. Oh, we're going to go to the lake this weekend or out hunting. Because I can encounter Jesus there just as well as here. Well, don't allow your head start to become a false start. Another example, some people will look at baptism as a false start. You know, they'll point to a baby who doesn't even know what's going on and say, "Well, why would you do that?" Or they'll point to someone who was baptized many years ago and is now a jerk, or doesn't practice his faith. Well, obviously that baptism didn't do anything. But I think it's a little unfair to call baptism a false start, because baptism changes who we are from being a child of the world to being a child of God, even if one does not know it. Because of their age, or if one chooses not to live it. And one last example that I think is interesting is visiting with those who have joined the Catholic Church from a different Christian community. Because some of them will tell me that they were lost and wandering, a false start. But others will tell me that they wouldn't trade those years in another church for anything, as if they were preparing them for their life as a Catholic. A head start. Once a month, I go to a school meeting on a Tuesday, and I'm always late because of confessions. And there's always this sense of, do we need to repeat things for Father or just keep going? And I say, go on, you know. Well begun is half done, right? John the Baptist was a great beginning for Jesus. as are so many things, if we allow them to be so.
Made aware by the word of Jesus of the infinite love and generosity of our Father, we humbly bring our prayers to him.
That the church may grow in grace through this season of Advent, as we prepare to greet the Lord Jesus when he returns, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe, celebrating 22 years this Saturday, may always give faithful witness to Christ, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders of nations may work together to attain peace with justice in our world, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord, who is beginning the good work of choosing from among us men and women to follow him as priests, deacons, religious sisters, and brothers, will bring it to completion through our prayers and sacrifices, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who suffer in any way, the poor, the sick, the addicted, those marginalized or rejected, may find the grace and healing they need in the sacrament of the Eucharist, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all married couples, especially Caden Halling and Michaela Strecker, who were married this weekend, may continue to grow in holiness, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died may find the fulfillment of their hope and rejoice eternally in heaven, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. Merciful God, you sent your messengers to prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their word, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. We ask this through Christ, our Lord.
Thank you.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings, and since we have no merits to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and John, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. May your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance for your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory is now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Oh,
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion song is found in the hymnal, number 774, Taste and See, number 774.
Taste and see, taste and see, but the I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise always on my lips. The Lord shall be the glory of my soul, the humble shall hear and be glad. Taste and see, taste and see that the I sought the Lord, he answered me. He set me free from all my fear. Taste and see, taste and see that the Lord is good, the Lord is good. Look upon the Lord and be face from the Lord. He heard the cry of the poor. He rescued them from all their woes. Taste and see, taste and see that the is with his people to rescue those who trust in him. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Seek refuge in him and be glad. Taste and see, taste and see that the seek him lack no blessing. Taste and see, taste and see that the Lord is good, the Lord is good. Children of the Lord, come and hear and learn the fear. Strive after and see, taste and see that the Lord is good, the Lord is good. I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise always on my lips. The Lord shall be the glory of my soul, the humble shall hear and be glad. Taste and see, taste and see that the Lord is good, the Lord is good. Glorify the Lord with me, together let us praise his name. I sought the Lord, he answered me, he set me free from all my fear. Taste and see, taste and see that the Lord is good, the Lord is good. Look upon the Lord and be radiant, hide not your face from the Lord. He heard the cry of the poor, he rescued them from all their woes. Taste and see that the Lord is good, the Lord is good. The angel of the Lord is with his people to rescue those who trust in him. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, seek refuge in him and be glad. Taste and see, taste and see that the
Let us pray. Replenished by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and hold firm to the things of heaven. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Announcements. We have reached a new milestone in our Preparing a Place special appeal with pledges and gifts of $10 million from parishioners past and present, Sacred Heart alumni, and community members. Thank you. We would like to continue our momentum toward reaching our challenge goal of $16 million by January 1st, 2024. If you have not yet pledged to our Preparing a Place special appeal, or would like to make an additional end-of-the-year gift, there is still time. Please scan the QR code in the bulletin, call the parish office, or go online to make your donation. As you prepare a place in your own homes for the coming celebrations, we ask that you also consider preparing a place for our future. December 12th is the feast day of our patroness, Our Lady of Guadalupe. The bulletin has many activities for Monday and Tuesday to celebrate, including our main feast day mass on Tuesday at 7 p.m. A variety of gift cards are available for purchase after each mass between now and Christmas. Finish your holiday shopping with a percentage of each card going to support our church and school.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God. We'll close with number 474 in the hymnal, In Every Age, number 474.
Long before the mountains came to be, and the land and sea and stars of the night, through the endless seasons of all time, you have always been. Destiny is cast, and at your silent word, we return to dust and scatter to the wind. 1,000 years are like a single moment gone, as the light that fades at the end of day. Us to make use of the time we have. Teach us to be patient even as we wait. Teach us to embrace our every joy and pain, to sleep peacefully and to rise up strong. Every age, oh God, you have have been our refuge in every age. Oh God, you have been our hope. You have been our